Well, good morning. I want to welcome you again, as I said before Mass, if we have anybody joining us today for the first time. Welcome to Christ Redeemer. Whatever brought you to be with us today, whether it was just the joy of this beautiful weather outside, or if you are from Georgia, Athens, Georgia, if you are a Bulldog fan, we want to say welcome. It's a great place for God's mercy to descend upon your heart today. Go Tigers. We are having a conversation about home. Last several months, we've been in conversation with you about what is it that you love about Christ Redeemer, what brought you to Christ Redeemer, how does it feel to be at Christ Redeemer, and the word home has emerged as a word that kind of captures all of our hearts and draws us all together. And so as we introduced 2 weeks ago, over the next year, we're going to unpack different aspects of home. And last week, we introduced a new series, which is Home is Where We Learn How to Be a Family. And so we are in this conversation together for 6 weeks total about family. And in week one, last week, we used the image that Christopher West gave us, commenting on Genesis 1 and 2 and 3 about tires, right? We had the flat tire and the full tire. And we said that unless we have some way to compare where we were originally, God's original design, right, when we all had air in our tires, we can kind of somehow erroneously get seduced into believing that life is all about everybody driving around with flat tires, and we forget who we are and why we were made the way we are. And I just appealed last week to husbands and fathers out there, to mothers and wives out there, that whatever blessings you missed out on, it's looking back on your marriage and your family. If you've been living life with flat tires and you missed out on what He wanted for you. And last week we said, let's ask for it today. Let's ask for it at Mass and we would get all those blessings. And that's what last week was all about. And so we continue this conversation today about family with this beautiful image from the gospel. A couple lines, words, details in the gospel that I find fascinating. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to feel his anticipation. Crowds all around Jesus. This long, dusty road, and the apostles are just doing crowd control, right? All these people want to get close to Jesus. He's just walking down the road. Here's this guy, and he is running after Jesus. He's not far away. He's not hidden in a tree. He's not holding back his excitement. This guy runs up to Jesus. And it says, knelt down before him, a sign of homage, a sign of deep respect. This guy in the gospel is 2 feet, 24 inches away from God. He's right there, kneeling down before Jesus. He asks him a really good question, right? He says, I want to go to heaven. He says, Jesus, tell me how to get to heaven. And Jesus looks at him, I'm not going to recite the whole gospel, right? Go and sell what you have and give it to the poor. Jesus says, go and be honest with yourself about those possessions which possess you. I'll let you off the hook today. Today's homily is not about money, right? But it is about freedom. Here's this guy. He is right here. He asks Jesus, hey, I want to follow you. Jesus looks at the guy and it says, loved him. And Jesus reveals in the conversation There are things in this guy's life which have him hooked. I want you to imagine this just for a second. You are 24 inches away from pure love, absolute joy. You and me, we are 24 inches away from God. And there is something so controlling in our lives, this blows my mind, that we would say, no, I can't follow you. See, it's not about stuff. It's not about money. Something has gripped this man's heart and is pulling him away from Jesus Christ. What could possibly be that influential in anybody's life that you could be 24 inches away from, oh my, pure love? And because something has gripped your heart, you and I would actually walk away to that. Could that be? Nothing enslaves families more than unforgiveness. I don't care what your mortgage is. I don't care how many cars you have or don't have. I don't care how big your house is or isn't. Let me tell you, there is no amount of money, a lack of money, that has more influence over humanity than unforgiveness. And nothing will kill a family faster than unforgiveness. Here's the thing, y'all. I know it. You know it. I'm in this with you. Life doesn't meet your expectations. People won't meet your expectations. Unfortunately, sometimes it's even more graphic than that. Right? Life is hard. People change. We don't always change at the same time. Bad things happen to good people. And when you look back on life, you look back on your past, especially through the lens of family. And when you look back on your family, whether it's the family you were born into, the one you married into, the one that you gave birth to, I bet you there were imperfect people in all of those families. People disappoint us. We disappoint people. People sin against us. We sin against people. And when we look back on our families, it is littered with little pockets of pain, hurt, resistance. And if after a while we're not careful, if after a while we're not attentive, what builds up in our life is, I'm going to protect myself. Say that again. When people hurt you, when life hurts you, when you feel abandoned by God, whatever it is, when we're hurting, and we're not aware of it, we protect ourselves because we don't want to hurt. And so when it comes to forgiving people, we often resist forgiving. Why? A couple reasons. Number one, if I forgive them, then not only did they hurt me, But now the only leverage I had against them, the unforgiveness, now I give that to them, and you see, they won all over again. It's kind of crazy. It sounds really kind of complicated, but that's a dynamic that a lot of us deal with. Number two, we say, they don't deserve to be forgiven. And that's true. I haven't met many people in life who deserve to be forgiven. Those two dynamics are there. And there's other dynamics. Now imagine all of the resentments and disappointments and unforgiven moments and relationships. We were 24 inches away from him. And he said, go. Let it go. And follow me. Now you know why that man was sad, huh? That's tough. Tough to forgive. And that's why families are broken, tough to be in. But there's something about home in your family that teaches you how to forgive. So I want to offer a couple of words of encouragement today to us about that. When Jesus looked at the young man that ran up to him and he said, go and sell what you have, he wasn't accusing the guy of having possessions. He was offering the man freedom. He says, go. Brother, you are bound. Things possess your heart. You're going to follow me. I want you to be free. Go free yourself from the things that are keeping you from me and come on over here and follow me. He was offering the man freedom. And that's what he's offering us today, is freedom. And it starts with forgiveness. So if you have been waiting in your life, maybe since you were young, like a little boy, a little girl, to forgive people who hurt you and your family, you've been waiting for them to be worthy of that. Stop waiting. They're never going to deserve your forgiveness. But we don't forgive people because they deserve it. We forgive people because we deserve it. Amen? Let me say that again. Amen. Yeah. We don't forgive people because they deserve it. We forgive them because we deserve it. And we deserve freedom. That's why you came to church today. You didn't come to church today because it's habit. I know that it is. You didn't come to church today because it was... I bet you every one of us wants to be happy. I bet you all of us want more out of life. That's the beauty of Christ Redeemer. It's the beauty of you. I think we're all at this place where we can be honest about life, and none of us are perfect. We're all kind of searching together, me and you. We all want freedom. And when we forgive people, it frees us, as well as them, but it frees us from being bound by that. Now, here's where it gets hard. It gets hard when we try to engage our will to get rid of something. So I want to bring us back to something I told us last week. Where you and I have unforgiveness, I'm going to promise you something right now. He is not there. It is impossible to hold on to unforgiveness and protect yourself when you got the Savior of the world right next to you saying, I'll take care of you. There's a pocket where there's a we're not fully receiving from him there. So if you can't, quote unquote, give it to God, stop trying. If you can't give it to God, stop trying. Give him permission to come in to that place in your heart. If you can't give it to him, give him permission to come in to that relationship, that place of pain, that situation. That's all you have to do. Jesus, I need help. Woo, that'll change your life. Jesus, I need help. I invite you in to my heart. And this is what I bet you're going to find. You want to know why it's hard to forgive people? Because we can't forgive categories. Looking back at my early life, and it was a particular relationship, nothing dramatic, but just a bully in school. I was a little short guy and when I was younger, and just bullied on the playground. I remember like being in seminary, hating. I was on prayer. My spiritual director says, You can't forgive because he's a category. He's a fill-in-the-blank bully. So I said, God, I need help. I give you permission to come in. And when God came into my heart there, he revealed to me things about that guy's life that I forgot. The family he grew up in and the things he was dealing with. And all of a sudden, he became a human being. My heart was filled with a little compassion. And I can forgive a person. I can't forgive bully. But I can forgive a person. And I bet you, in the places in our hearts where we are struggling to forgive, we have these labels on the person. We have these labels on the event. We have these labels, these categories, and you can't forgive a label. But he wants us to be free. Amen. Close your eyes just for a second. Close your eyes. Relax. A little silence in your heart. Music to help you there. You've probably already got the person in your family that you need to forgive in your heart right now. The rest of Mass, don't worry about anything else. Just forget about everybody here. And just ask God to come into that place. So just during the offertory, put your tithing in and just don't worry about anything else. Just pray. And in that moment, for that moment, just ask God to come in. For communion today, like I know it's going to take a little while, just don't worry about all that. Don't worry about the line. Just ask Jesus to come in. Like right now, just in the silence of your heart, give Jesus permission. In silence. Don't say it out loud. Just say, Jesus, I give you permission. Heavenly Father, we come before you wanting to be free. Wanting our families to become free. Father, if we need to forgive life, if we need to forgive people, Lord, have mercy. If we need to forgive you, we need to forgive ourselves. Give you permission. Open our hearts we might receive you. Open our hearts that we might receive forgiveness. Open our hearts that we might receive freedom. We ask all this in Christ, our Lord.